Big Blue Hits Friday right here on Giants.com. It's all fueled by Hess. I'm John Schmelk. He is Lance Meadow. As we get ready for the New York Giants and the Dallas Cowboys from MetLife Stadium, the Giants just one game behind Big D after starting the season 0-6. They've won four straight. They've had three straight games at home, including this Sunday. They've won the first two. They're going for number three on Sunday, Lance. And that brings us to our Adorama News of the Day. And that's the weather report on Sunday. That's really the big story going around the locker room. It's supposed to be a high of 31 and winds into the 20s.
You better layer yourself when it comes to Sunday as a result. And who knows how this is going to impact the overall flow of the game. But remember, you look back at the Raiders game, John. It was very windy, and it did impact Steve Weatherford's punting.
No doubt about it. And it could also affect these potentially high-flying passing games as well. Let's take a look at this week's injury report. And really, for the New York Giants, they continue to get healthy. Only Corey Webster has been ruled out for this game. Hakeem Nicks and Brandon Jacobs is questionable, Lance. Everybody else looks like they're going to play.
Yeah, I think they're getting back to full health week in and week out. So that's been an absolute positive. I mean, you don't like to see Hakeem Nicks as questionable. He says he's working through this abdomen injury, but he says he's going to be ready to go out there, and they're going to need him because if they want to get this passing game going, John, he's going to have to draw some attention.
No doubt about it. And Hakeem Nicks is battling that strain in his abdomen. He's going to play, and they expect him to be okay on Sunday. The Dallas Cowboys dealing with some injury problems of their own. All three of their linebackers are going to be out. Lee, Durant, and Holloman, but everyone else, including Morris Claiborne, Jason Hatcher, and DeMarcus Ware, are ready to play. So the Cowboys are a different team than when the Cowboys played, than when the Giants played them in week one because of all the injuries. Well, Victor Cruz says the Giants are a much better team than they were when they lost to the Cowboys 36-31 in week number one.
I think we're a completely different team from that first game. I think that we understand how to take care of the ball. We understand how to maintain our focus offensively and defensively to maintain ourselves and be able to focus in on our game plan and do what we have to do to win.
And it's been an altering of that game plan that's really changed things for the Giants. And Lance, they've gone to the running attack and the short passing game to cut down on turnovers and really be more consistent.
That's been the biggest difference maker. This way, Eli Manning doesn't have to feel as if he needs to press the envelope. Three of the last four games, they've had at least 31 carries. So that's been a positive. They've tried to dictate the tone of these games on the ground. And you know what? If the weather comes into play, John, they're probably going to have to continue that trend.
And one of the reasons they've been able to go in that direction is the improved play of the offensive line. They've actually had the same guys in the same spots for the better part of six straight weeks. It's put their quarterback Eli Manning into a comfort zone. It's given him time on some of those 5- and 7-step drops. And even last week, he was able to go down the field and find some of his wide receivers. And Lance, this offensive line has played a lot better.
Well, they've done a good job protecting him and giving him some time to at least get rid of the football. They did give up 4 sacks in the last game, so it's really very up and down. This is a game, though, they're going up against a Dallas pass rush that I wouldn't necessarily call dynamic, but if they get Jason Hatcher back, that's a guy that has 7 sacks next to his name this season so far.
And last week, Lance, the Giants were able to open it up offensively just a little bit. They hit big plays down the field to Victor Cruz. They had big plays down the field to Hakeem Nicks, to Reuben Randall. Why? Eli Manning has a lot more confidence in his offensive line.
Felt good. Felt, you know, moved around some when I had to. Other times had great protection. So, you know, I thought, you know, felt good. And you know, for the most part, you know, had time for the plays to develop and could see, you know, see my throws and step into them.
And Lance, last week, the Giants offensive line played well. However, they did give up 4 sacks late in that game.
Yeah, Green Bay had a knack to get to the quarterback, and it showed. Dallas doesn't necessarily have a knack to get to the quarterback, but there's some big playmakers in the mix.
They do not blitz a lot, but they do like to get pressure with 4 of those guys. Now, the Giants, we mentioned it. They've gone to that short passing game. They've been more conservative. However, considering that week one game against Dallas, 400 yards passing, will they get the itch to go down the field? Victor Cruz, he certainly has it.
It's definitely going to be difficult, obviously, but, you know, I'm just glad I'm not the one calling the plays because I'll be wanting to go deep each and every time I can. I'm thinking it's like Madden, but you just got to take what they give you. Understand that, you know, we have the talent in this receiving core and on this offense to take a short pass and take it the distance or take it for make a big play out of it. So we're excited for that opportunity to catch the ball short and be able to do what we want to do with it and then hit the big play whenever we can.
And that brings us to our first Twitter question of the day. And that Twitter question, it comes our way from at GaryZNYG40. And what Gary wants to know is, how much can the Giants Lance copy their game plan from week one against Dallas?
Well, they had numerous big plays in that game, but keep in mind the Dallas personnel has changed since then. They had Will Allen, for example, at a safety spot. He's no longer on the team. He's with the Steelers. And they've gotten banged up on the defensive line. I think given the weather and given the fact that the Cowboys personnel has changed, you still need to tweak the system. You still need to utilize those short passes. Don't get greedy and try to go for the big plays in the home run all the time.
And with those big plays, they also had three turnovers in the passing game, six overall, but two of them came on screen. So there is a balance to be had between getting the big play and protecting the football. Plenty more coming up on today's show when we come back. More on the Giants and Cowboys matchup. You're watching Big Blue Hits Live on Friday, fueled by Hess, right here on Giants.com. We'll be back.
This is an important message for all Giants fans attending the games at MetLife Stadium. In an effort to enhance public safety, a new NFL bag policy will be implemented this season. Guests are welcome to carry in clear bags, 12 inches by 6 by 12, or small purses and handbags that are 4.5 by 6.5 inches or less in size. Any non-clear bag exceeding the size limit, including camera or binocular cases, will not be permitted. The Giants appreciate your assistance and cooperation with the following policies. For more information, go to Giants.com.
Together, we make the NFL Ticket Exchange the only place to buy and sell verified authentic NFL tickets, which means we make sure your name is on your ticket.
Enjoy the game, Gary.
Guaranteeing the day belongs to you. We make memories guaranteed with your name written all over them. NFL Ticket Exchange. Together, we make football.
We're back on Big Blue Hits Friday right here on Giants.com. It's fueled by Hess, John Schmuck, Lance Meadow. And Lance, the Cowboys are coming off their bye, but the game prior to the bye, they were absolutely blown out by the New Orleans Saints in every single way possible.
When you give up 40 first downs, John, I'd say you have an issue on defense. And to put that in perspective, the Cowboys ran 43 plays in that entire game. So there's a huge disparity. They have numerous issues on the defensive side of the football, and part of it is because of the injuries. And you see the numbers here, two games in which they've allowed over 600 yards, multiple games over 400. They have the ability to give up big plays, but the bottom line is they're opportunistic because they get the takeaways.
No doubt about it. They also had some trouble in the running game against the Saints in that game as well. But you mentioned the takeaways, and despite all the yards, despite all the points, offensive coordinator Kevin Gilbride, knows that the Cowboys defense can still be very dangerous. And the Cowboys defense, Lance, has gotten a lot of those takeaways. They've turned teams over, a plus 11 on the season. It's been a key to a lot of their success. When they get takeaways, they win football games.
Well, they remind me of the Bears defense from a year ago, which was a very opportunistic defense, piled up the turnovers but gave up big yards. And when you get the turnovers, John, you're able to cover up some of your other issues. So that's what the Cowboys have done effectively. They also have four defensive touchdowns. Two of them came against the Giants. So things have also slowed down in the takeaway department as well.
No doubt about it. And they rely on their front four to put pressure on the quarterback to produce those takeaways. And they get a lot of that pressure from the left side of their defensive line. Jason Hatcher and George Selvey have both been very good getting pressure on the quarterback.
Well, Selvey's been a blessing in disguise, John, because they lost Anthony Spencer. They had given him the franchise tag. They expected him to be a big playmaker. Selvey's got six sacks. And then you look at Jason Hatcher's ability, seven sacks from the interior. You know, they have some playmakers. The Giants' offensive line is going to be tested. But I'll tell you one thing. If Dallas can't get to Eli Manning, that is going to leave this Dallas secondary out to dry.
And you mentioned Eli Manning. He spoke to the media earlier in the weekend. He talked about DeMarcus Ware, who, as everybody knows, is one of the best pass rushers in the last decade. But he's been out with a thigh contusion. He came back against New Orleans, had a bit of a setback. Now he's had a bye week off. He's probable been limited in practice all week long. And Eli Manning will have an eye on DeMarcus Ware no matter where he lines up on the football field.
They move him around a pretty good bit, especially third down. I don't think they want you to know exactly where he's going to be, so they try to, move him around to try to get him, lined up one-on-one.
And Lance, if the Cowboys can not get to Eli Manning, if the Giants can protect their quarterback, there should be a ton of opportunities in the middle of the field where there's no Sean Lee and the Cowboys safeties have struggled.
And that means it could be a big game for Brandon Myers, who's been relatively quiet, because you think that the tight end could do its most damage in the middle of the field. And then you look at what they've done in the secondary, John. Morris Claiborne may return. Who knows who's going to play the slot? They've been using Orlando Scandrick on the outside. I mean, they may experiment just to see how effective they can stop this Giants passing game.
Ernie Sims will start at Mike for the Cowboys without Sean Lee. How does their defense change without their defensive captain?
Well, Sean Lee is the guy that sets the tone. He's similar to a John Beeson with respect to the Giants. He makes sure everybody is in the right spot. Things have turned for the good when Sean Lee's on the field. When it's not, all of a sudden, it opens things up drastically for the opposition.
No question about it, the defense has struggled, and especially once Sean Lee went out of that game against the Saints last week, the Cowboys had all sorts of problems. They couldn't stop the pass, and they couldn't stop the run. One thing that has been a bright spot for the Cowboys all year, however, has been their special teams play. And that has a lot to do with Dwayne Harris. He's their kick returner. He's their punt returner. He's their leading special teams tackler. Steve Weatherford, the Giants punter, is going to have to control him all day on Sunday.
You know, when it's super windy like that, you just want to hit a good punt. You know, you want to hit something that they can cover. You know, you don't try to, when it's really windy like that, try to get too cute and try to hit balls out of bounds. And I think that's maybe something last time we played, I was trying to do too much instead of just trying to hit a clean ball.
And Lance, Weatherford said he doesn't want to get cute. Does that mean hitting it down the middle of the field? Because if that's what that means, you better look out for Dwayne Harris.
Well, he's averaging 32 yards per kickoff return. So clearly the guy's got a high motor and he can really run north-south. He's versatile. You need to be careful because, John, the last thing you want to do is give favorable field position to Tony Romo and company.
No doubt about it. And the Giants special teams have been an issue all year long. Plenty more coming up on today's show. We'll hear more about the Giants and Cowboys matchup coming up on Sunday. But first, let's take a quick break and listen to Bob Papa as he talks about the 10 things you need to know about the Cowboys-Giants rivalry.
Here are the 10 things you need to know about the Giants-Cowboys rivalry. 10. The Giants have 10 defensive touchdowns against the Cowboys in series history, coming in 10 separate games. The most recent was Jason Pierre-Paul's 28-yard pick six off Tony Romo in week 8 of last season.
Romo drops straight back to throw. Steps up, gets hit by Canty. Pass intercepted by Jason Pierre-Paul to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Giants! Jason Pierre-Paul with his first career interception.
9. Safety Terry Kinnard owns the Giants' record for most interceptions against the Cowboys. He notched 9 between 1983 and 1989. 8. The number of times the Giants have scored more than 35 points versus Dallas in the regular season. Most recently in the 37-34 win at Cowboys Stadium in 2011. The most is 41 points, done twice, in 1962 and then a third time in 2010. 7. Wide receiver Lionel Manuel caught 7 touchdowns against the Cowboys between 1984 and 1990. They are the most by any Giant against Dallas in the regular season. 6. Y.A. Tittle threw 6 touchdowns in a 1962 win over the Cowboys. They remain the most by a Giants quarterback against Dallas in a single game and came 2 months after Tittle threw 7 against Washington, a record shared by 5 players in NFL history. 5. The number of home victories against the Cowboys under head coach Tom Coughlin. They're 5-4 against the NFC East rival at home since 2004 and 6-4 on the road in the regular season. Coughlin owns a winning record of 11-8 against Dallas despite the Giants trailing the all-time series 58-42 with 2 ties. 4. The number of times the Giants have held the Cowboys to fewer than 7 points, most recently in 1996. The other times were 1972, 1974, and 1989. 3. The Giants rushed for 3 touchdowns in a 2002 meeting, the most in a single game against the Cowboys in franchise history. Tiki Barber notched the first one, and Ron Dayne picked up the other 2 as the Giants won 37-7 at Giants Stadium. 2. In 103 total meetings, there have been 2 ties in series history. They set the tone for the rivalry with a 31-31 stalemate in their first meeting in 1960 and tied again 13-13 in 1964. 1. The Giants and Cowboys have met once in the postseason, coming in New York's 2007 Super Bowl run. The Giants beat them 21-17 in Texas Stadium, advancing to the NFC title game against Green Bay.
At the Cowboy 40, sheds a tackle down the left sideline. Touchdown, Amani Toomer!
A long and storied history between the Giants and Cowboys. You're watching Big Blue Hits Friday, fueled by Hess on Giants.com. John Schmuck, Lance Meadow. Giants and Cowboys getting ready for their big game on Sunday, a must-win game for the Giants. We've talked a lot about the struggling Cowboys defense. Well, their offense hasn't been as productive as in past games the last couple of weeks. But Giants linebacker John Beeson wants to throw all that away. It doesn't matter. He knows the Cowboys are very talented.
This week, man, stats go out the window. You look at those guys, you know, the talent, Witten, you know, Bryant, Romo, the running game, getting Murray back. I mean, you know, they're coming full head of steam in here, and it's gonna be a bomb burner. It's gonna be a great one. So, you know, numbers are completely out the window.
And if you look at the numbers, Lance, they're not great for the Cowboys in their last few games. Tony Romo's completion percentage is way down. What do the Cowboys need to do to fix their offense? And what do you think they change during the bye week? What do the Giants have to be ready for?
Well, I think two things. Number one, they want to try to get Dez Bryant more targets. He's been flustered because he's been seeing a lot of double teams, and perhaps the return of Miles Austin can open things up for him. Number two, dictate the tone of a game on the ground. You know, DeMarco Murray's averaging nearly 5 yards a carry. The problem is he only has two games this season where he's had at least 20 carries. They can't do what you're seeing on video where they throw the ball 45 to 50 times. And they've also been struggling on third down. They were 0-for-9 in that Saints game.
And trying to get DeMarco Murray the ball, obviously a key for the Cowboys. He actually had more than 80 yards rushing in that first half against the Saints. But once they went down, they had to go away from the running game. And if you go back to the Giants and Cowboys in week number one, the Cowboys utilized a short passing game. That, of course, to keep turnovers down and to neutralize the Giants' pass rush. Well, Justin Tuck hopes that the Cowboys have been listening to the media because they've been saying that the Giants' pass rush is a thing of the past. Here's what he had to say.
Haven't they paid attention? You know, we don't rush the pass no more. They can hold the ball a little longer now. You know, that's one of the things that Romo does well, man. He's very, very good at getting the ball out of his hand with the hitches and the slants, and that's something that he's kind of neutralized us with.
And that brings us to our next Twitter question. This question comes from @LanceMortensen1. Do we expect the Cowboys to stick with a conservative game plan on Sunday?
Well, I think they're going to try to open things up because, as we just talked about, they had 2 weeks to really step back and self-evaluate their own offense. And what Miles Austin could bring to the table could give them other options in the passing game. I think they're always striving for balance. That was their goal coming into this season. The Cowboys had the 31st ranked rushing attack last season. It's not any better this year. It's only 28th. So they eventually, you figure, have to open the door for this passing game.
Comically enough, the Cowboys and the Giants have identical numbers rushing the football. Both teams have 77 rushing yards per game, 770 total for the season. Now, one of the reasons the Cowboys have gone to that short passing game, Lance, is to protect an offensive line that before the season was very suspect. They lost Brian Waters a couple weeks ago to that torn triceps. Mackenzie Bernardo now in his spot. Can the Giants attack that Cowboys offensive line? Is that a weak link?
Well, Mackenzie Bernardo, remember, started all 16 games in 2012, so it's not as if they took a rookie or some unknown commodity off the street and tried to throw him in there. Has it been great, this offensive line? And Doug Free on that right tackle spot has been very shaky. That would be probably the one area of the Cowboys' O-line that I think the Giants could take full advantage. But Tyron Smith on the left side, he's playing at a Pro Bowl level.
Yeah, you mentioned Tyron Smith, and I think this is one of the marquee matchups of this week. He's going to be going up against Jason Pierre-Paul, who's played better in his last couple of games, one Pro Bowl player against another Pro Bowl caliber player.
And JPP still looking to make a statement. I think he's knocking on the door of that breakout game, John. Had the key pick six in the last contest, has been getting some quarterback hits. It's just a matter, can he now put it all together for four quarters?
And if you take a look at the history of the Dallas and Giant matchup, in games in which the Giants have beaten the Cowboys, they've either knocked down or sacked Tony Romo twice as many times as they have in Giant losses. So certainly a big key to the game, pressuring Tony Romo, getting him out of his rhythm.
Well, they also knocked him out for a season thanks to Michael Boley when they cracked his collarbone. So they have had a track record and a history of getting to Tony Romo, because the bottom line is if you let him run loose, John, he's all of a sudden going to wreak havoc for your defense, because Tony Romo's the type of guy, he can run to the sideline and still make a very accurate pass.
Now, one way the Cowboys can protect their quarterback is by running the football. The Giants have used a similar strategy this year to try to keep guys off of Eli Manning. Now, the Giants have been fantastic at stopping the run this year, but DeMarco Murray actually ran for more than 4 yards a carry against them in week number one. We mentioned his success in the first half against the Saints a couple weeks ago. They like to run him off the edge away from the Giants' strength, which is at defensive tackle.
Well, but here's the X factor. They didn't have John Beeson in the equation in that first meeting. I think the linebacking core for the Giants has vastly improved since that week one matchup. So that's going to be the difference maker in stopping the run and also containing a guy like Jason Witten.
And DeMarco Murray is key for the Giants, but you mentioned it. John Beeson has been a big, big factor for this Giants run defense. They've stopped Eddie Lacy. They've stopped Adrian Peterson. They've stopped LeSean McCoy, Matt Forte. Jamal Charles. They want to continue that again this week.
They have to, because that's basically forcing more pressure onto the quarterback. So if they could take DeMarco Murray out of the equation, John, you want the Cowboys' offense to be one-dimensional.
Well, when we come back, we'll talk more about this matchup, get into the in-depth analysis of the Giants' secondary trying to slow down all those Cowboy weapons. But before we do, let's take a look at Carl Banks as he breaks down this week's X's and O's in another edition of Strategy.
Let's take a look at the Dallas Cowboys defense, in particular, their front four. You've got four guys that have had to fill in for some absent players. But take a look here at the defensive end. Cowboys are playing some man defense here, and I'm going to play this and just watch the effort of the left defensive end. He just outworks the tackle, comes in and makes a big play in the end zone. Pass protection is very key when you're backed up. We'll take a look at it again, and I'm going to slow it down. And this is just an effort play here. It's a power rush. He just keeps going relentlessly until he beats the right tackle. Big play in the end zone. Now, let's take a look at the Dallas Cowboy offense. Now, running back DeMarco Murray has been plagued with injuries this year, but when he's on the field, he's a very dangerous guy. So let's take a look here. Your defensive linemen, they're going to have to hold their gaps. It's going to have to be gap discipline. Gap, 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 and linebackers. They've got to fill and stay disciplined, because you'll see Murray will take several cuts to get open. He has great vision. Starts off left, he ends up right, he sees a safety coming, he redirects, and now he's through. And he makes another guy miss. And he makes another guy miss. So he knows how to set up his blocks with his vision. Let's take another look at it. Let's look at Murray, how he sets up every block. He's going to start left, get the defense folded there. Now he comes back right. Now if your linebacker stays on this block, there's nowhere to run. But he gets through, and now he's off to the races, setting up blocks. Great vision and great mobility.
And the Cowboys hope that running game can set up their game through the air, where Tony Romo can get it to some of their weapons. You're watching Big Blue Hits Live on Giants.com. It's all fueled by Hess, John Schmuck, Lance Medel with you. And Lance, the Cowboys can run the football, but they also have a lot of guys they can go through the air.
Yeah, and they're going to get Miles Austin back, which has been a big storyline this week. And Miles Austin being back to full health should open things up for a guy like Dez Bryant, who's been seeing a lot of double coverage, and also for Jason Witten. So it's now a three-headed monster. And keep this in mind, John. Dez Bryant has had his biggest games from a statistical standpoint when Miles Austin has been on the field.
And Miles Austin with 10 catches leading the Cowboys in week number one against the Giants. A lot of short passes, a lot of slant patterns as well. He was a prime target for Tony Romo and that Dallas Cowboys offense. Anshar Roll knows Miles Austin is tough to deal with.
You know, Miles has been hurt, you know, for a lot of the past few games. And Miles Austin, we all know, you know, he's a big physical guy that can run. You know, has great hands, and his run after the catch, you know, he has great ability to do that also.
And I think that final thing Anshar Roll said is really the most important for the Giants defense. Miles Austin, when he's at his best, is great running after the catch. They are going to have to tackle the Cowboys after they catch a lot of these short passes?
That's assuming his hamstring can hold up, of course. Miles Austin has not had too good of a history when it comes to the hamstring. But assuming he is 100%, you're right. He has the ability to do damage after the catch. And then you also have Terrence Williams, too, who's a youngster but is bound to make a mental mistake here or there. I think that's what's held back his development somewhat.
No doubt about it. The Cowboys wide receivers vary. They have a lot of different weapons. And you mentioned Terrence Williams, rookie wide receiver out of Baylor. He's been primarily a big play wide receiver for them down the field, but still missing some of those little details and little nuances a wide receiver needs to be good at if they want to be a complete NFL wide receiver.
Well, remember in the first matchup, John, Ryan Mundy gets his interception on the miscue between Terrence Williams and Tony Romo. Since then, though, he's been a big touchdown target for Tony Romo. So he has made strides, but you're right. It's the learning curve of a rookie. You have your highs and your lows over the course of a season.
He's almost followed a very similar path that Ruben Randle did for the Giants, where he started slowly, figured things out, and much like Ruben Randle is for the Giants, Terrence Williams has been a touchdown target for the Cowboys.
And Ruben Randle probably did his most damage, John, late last season. Yeah. You see Terrence Williams doing that now, and then he carried it over into the following year.
Now, we mentioned Miles Austin, but the Cowboys have a very different type of slot receiver that they've been using in his absence, and they expect him to play a lot this week, and that's Cole Beasley. He's more of your prototypical guy that'll run a lot of those short routes, a lot of 7-8 yard catches, and he's very important for the Cowboys on third downs.
You wonder, though, how much are they going to utilize him if Miles Austin is ready to take on X amount of reps? I think he'll be involved, but I think his reps will be cut down because Dallas has been more effective when Miles Austin is on the field as opposed to the sideline.
I feel like we're forgetting a couple of guys. Oh, that's right. Dez Bryant and Jason Witten. They're pretty good, and they're pretty important, too. John Beeson talked to the media earlier in the week, and he talked about how you decide which one of those two big-time players you want to take out of the football game.
You know, with that, you look at the tendencies. You know, when are they going to him? How many catches? Who's the number one receiver on third down, on the money down? And it's very hard to get a beat on him. But at the end of the day, you know, guys are going to have to, you know, go out and win those individual matchups because it is a huge test. Those are the same guys over and over again for years and years, you know, in terms of Witten, you know, making that big catch that hurts you down the stretch. So, you know, our hands are full, but, you know, these are games that you live for.
And it's amazing listening to John Beeson, how you can just tell what a smart player he is watching the tape. That brings us to our next Twitter question, at Giants Gab, our good buddy. Do the Giants have to pick their poison, Lance, between Bryant and Witten, or can they stop them both?
Well, now that you have a guy like John Beeson in the middle, I think you could be more effective in stopping him. Look at this the last few games. Giants have been very effective against tight ends, John. You look at the first couple of contests, winning monster game, Julius Thomas monster game, Sean McGrath, if you can even find him on a roster, had a big game with the Chiefs. Now Kyle Rudolph, you didn't hear from him with the Vikings. Zach Ertz, Brent Celek, Michael Rivera. They have contained the tight ends. It's no coincidence that's because of John Beeson's arrival.
And I almost feel like Beeson has elevated the play of a guy like Jaquan Williams, who does such a good job covering tight ends as well.
Well, Jaquan Williams has fed off of the energy and the knowledge that John Beeson brings to the table. So I think you have the personnel now, John, where you can contain both, assuming you play well-disciplined defense. But Miles Austin is still the X factor, because even if you focus more on Dez and Jason Witten, you still need to account for their third option.
And you got to figure the Giants are going to give help to whomever has to cover Dez Bryant. Whether it's a guy over the top, bracket coverage, the game plan on the Cowboys has been to take out Dez Bryant early, get his head out of the game, and then all of a sudden the Cowboys offense doesn't look as impressive as it did with Dez at 100%.
Especially the teams that have been physical with Dez Bryant at the line of scrimmage. This is a type of team that I think you need to press coverage. You need to get up on the line and say, you know what, we're not going to let you get comfortable and jump out into your routes.
Lance, if there's one thing that the Giants need to do to beat Dallas on Sunday and get really into the mix in the NFC East, what is it?
Protect the football, John. You look at the first matchup, 6 turnovers. Those were gifts to the Dallas Cowboys. This is an opportunistic defense. Make them earn it. Protect the football.
Here's a magic number, and that's 11. This year, the Dallas Cowboys plus 11 in the turnover margin, the Giants minus 11. If they flip that a little bit this week, the Giants with an excellent chance to get one game closer to 500. That's all the time we have for Big Blue Hits Friday right here on Giants.com. It's all fueled by Hess. For Lance Metal, I'm John Schmelk. Enjoy your weekend. A big game at MetLife Stadium on Sunday. Giants and Cowboys. Folks, have a great time.